Please be seated as we pray. May the words of my lips, O Lord, and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What a joy and a privilege it is to be back with you here at the Res today. I had the pleasure of being with you, many of you, in the season of Lent, when you very graciously hosted the whole Toronto East Deanery, or at least people from each of those churches, here for a Lenten study called Meeting Jesus in the Gospel of John. And before that, back in January, I had the privilege of being here for, Sean, your ordination as a priest. So it's great to be back with you again today. And I just want to say a few words of brief reflection, because as Julie said earlier, in a moment, we're going to make our way around to the four stations around the room. But before we do that, let me just say a word about what brings us here at this time of year. I'm really aware that as the summer gets further and further in the rearview mirror and we settle into new routines and old routines, it can feel a bit like a long haul. Rest assured, Thanksgiving is only 4 weeks away. Christmas is about 15, but once we're in these routines of work and school and programs and ministry in the community, it can feel a bit like a long haul. And I want to offer you just a few words of strength and encouragement for the journey. The first is actually not about looking forward, it's about looking back. I want you to remember, as a community here at the Res, how God has blessed you so abundantly over the years. The fact that you took a wonderful risk a couple of decades ago to revamp and reboot this community at the Res says a whole lot about those who came in the first place and those of you who have continued that work through the years. Well done. I also am aware that just a couple of years ago, you launched out on a missional experiment across the bridge to help bring some new life and vitality in the name of Jesus Christ to the old parish of St. Columba and All Hallows. And I know there were some bumps along the way, but again, the faithfulness of members of this congregation helped to make that happen by the grace of God, and I want to commend you for that. So when you look back and see the ways that God has blessed you and you have blessed the community in turn, I hope that you will take that attitude going forward into the coming year and indeed into the coming years. This is a community that is tremendously blessed, first of all, by its clergy, Julie and Sean, by its church wardens, and by all of you who take seriously the reading and study of Scripture, your own life of prayer as individuals and as a community, and your commitment to reach out into the neighborhood in the name of Jesus Christ to bring forth the kingdom of God. Take that with you as encouragement as you get into the new routines of this year. I know from your clergy that in just 2 weeks' time, you have set aside a day for a retreat, to gather together as members of this worshiping community to figure out how God is calling you in the coming months and in the coming year to be even more effective in learning about the Word of God and in sharing that Word. I think what you're doing is really tremendous. And of the 59 parishes that are in my oversight in York Scarborough, I only wish that more churches would do this. In fact, I'm going to tell people, do you know what's happening at the Res? People are getting together for a whole day. It's a whole day, is that right? Day two? To gather together, to hear the Word of God, to pray, and to catch a vision of what God is calling you to do and to be. I'm aware that when I was a kid, and I know that we have got a number of children with us today, when I heard people talking about listening for the Word of God, I wasn't quite sure what that meant. Because I know in the Bible, there are people who actually heard the words of God, and I hadn't had that experience in my own life. And so I wondered if I really knew what it was like to know Jesus and to follow Jesus. But as I got older, I realized that for me anyway, listening for the Word of God meant a couple of different things. It meant praying, and in the stillness of silence, trying to hear where God might be calling me in my own life and vocation. It meant gathering around a table like this with a community of fellow followers of Jesus to break bread and to share the cup and together to discern God's will. It meant continuing to crack open the pages of the Holy Scriptures to see the great heroes of our faith and how God had touched them, how God had led them into glorious things. Today, as we gather, and in 2 weeks, to hear the Word of God, to listen for the Word of God, I encourage you to lean on these ancient practices. The practice of praying, both on your own and as a community. The practice of continuing to study the Word of God in the pages of Holy Scripture. The practice of continuing to gather to be fed at this table here. I have great hope for what God is calling you to do in the coming year. And my request of you today, my invitation, is to listen for the still, small voice of God's Spirit and the resounding, glorious voice of God in your own life and in the life of this community. May God bless you in all that you say and in all that you do and in all the ways in which you reach out this year. Amen.